You're listening to The Entrepreneur Sip, a podcast for everyday women entrepreneurs who are looking for inspiring conversation and the best-kept marketing tips. Pour yourself a delicious cup of coffee and get ready to embrace new possibilities in life and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Caitlin Ortega. Let's get into today's chat. Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Caitlin, and today is August the 22nd. Like, it's already almost the end of August, beginning of September. Like, fall is almost here. It's the end of summer, and I just keep reminiscing about earlier this year, like New Year's Eve and like New Year's Day. I was in New York City and I remember seeing the fireworks, and it feels like it was just yesterday. So it's honestly crazy that it's already the end of August. And if you're like me, you might be feeling a little bit burned out. It's already, you know, the end of summer. We're going to be starting fall. And this is honestly like going to be the fourth quarter. So we really, as online service providers, look at this fourth quarter and we kind of measure it in terms of success. I don't know how my fellow creatives out there are feeling right now, but personally, I am feeling a little bit burned out. I'm feeling like, you know, sometimes it's rough and it's hard. And during this last stretch of this year of 2022, I think so many of us, including myself, have these goals set in place. And it's almost like if we don't reach those goals, we kind of measure our success and our value based on if we reach those milestones in business. And that's definitely how I'm feeling right now. I feel like a lot of pressure. But I think that when we feel this pressure and when we look at it in terms of value and success, we stress ourselves out. And that in turn just doesn't lead to anything good. So nothing valuable is going to come out of our stress and feeling like we have all this pressure weighing down on us. What we have to do is just take a moment to reflect, take a step back, reevaluate our goals, take a deep breath, and exhale. But I definitely know I'm not the only online service provider who feels this way. Over the last, you know, few weeks, I've actually been like messaging with a few close designer friends of mine. And, you know, we just talk about how sometimes there is this enormous amount of pressure weighing over us. And it's like we need to reach these milestones in order to feel successful. But success can be measured in so many different ways. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you're feeling like a little bit let down right now, or something's not going your way, or if you're not signing on that dream client that you've been talking to for a few months, or maybe the discovery call didn't go well, or maybe you're just trying to hit a certain milestone for the end of 2022 and you're just trying to rack your brain figuring out, how am I going to reach that milestone? Well, just know that, take that moment of pause, reevaluate, write down your goals. And the first step is honestly just being grateful. That is such a grounding moment. Like, you may have all these goals and want to hit all these milestones, and that's really good. Like, good for you. That's amazing. I am the same way. I have all these goals in mind, and I have all these milestones that I want to hit by the end of 2022. And that would, of course, give me a sense of purpose, a sense of success in my business as somebody who is full-time in my, you know, work from home studio already. And, you know, just know, like, the first step is just being grateful. It's being able to ground yourself and say, you know, right now may not be going my way. Right now there may be some roadblocks in my way for working full-time from home, but give it a few days and everything's going to be okay. You know, God has a way of always shining light and making light of dark situations. And when I feel stress, when I feel lost, I am always found. I'm always put back on the right path. But the way to get to that right path and to find that grounding sense again is honestly to take a moment of pause and just be grateful. So be grateful. Look at your successes and your milestones from this past year thus far, you know, up until this point in late August. You know, what are some milestones that you have to be grateful for? What are some moments that you have to be grateful for? Who are some people that you have to be grateful for? And take that and use that as a tool to propel yourself into this last quarter of 20. So I've been a work from home business owner for 2 years now, since June of 2020. And if it weren't for my background, I definitely don't think I would be where I am right now. I got my Bachelor of Arts in Communication and English from Texas A&M. I've talked about this before on the podcast, I think in like the first episode, and then I also kind of bring it up, you know, kind of sprinkle it in on some of my posts. And this is another like big selling point when I'm talking to clients, because yes, my technical skills are in design. I'm a graphic designer, a brand designer, a website designer. I know a little bit of coding, and they love that. But then I also tell them, like, for websites, if you needed me to help you with copywriting, I could absolutely do that, because I actually have my background in communication and English. So clients just absolutely love that, because they want to know that you're not just like tech savvy, but that you're also smart and you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing, you know how to communicate things. And that's what I want to get into a little bit, is about communication. So if it weren't for my background in customer service, in retail management, in communication from my undergrad, I wouldn't have as much success in my business. So we really have to play to our strengths, right? But one thing that so many people forget is you don't need to just focus on your skills, your technical hard skills, but you also need to sharpen your soft skills. And if you don't know what hard skills are, so they're the technical skills that you need to succeed in the workplace, of course. You know, Microsoft Office, your graphic design, project management, leadership, all that fun stuff. But you also need to sharpen your soft skills. So soft skills are everything from communication to teamwork to initiative to adaptability to emotional intelligence. That is the difference. There's hard skills and there are soft skills. And I think when we also have an acute sense of sharpened soft skills, we can go 1,000 more miles than if we only were utilizing our hard skills as our selling point when we're talking to people. So I'm all about maintaining a sense of professionalism in business. I've talked about this on recent episodes. And I want to do a future episode over like the do's and don'ts of professionalism in the workplace as a online service provider, because I feel like this is definitely something we should talk about together. But something that I do notice that makes me upset is when I see creative professionals advertise to other creatives and startup creatives that there's like a certain rule book or like guidelines and boundaries that you have to set in place in order to steer a client relationship in a certain direction, when I feel like the mark is totally being missed and it's about building genuine connection and having better communication. And quite often I always hear like, oh, we have to set up these boundaries, right? We set up these client boundaries to have like a better relationship. And they set up these boundaries because they're trying to avoid having stress in a project, when really it boils down to having good communication. Like, when you have good communication with a client, that's everything. You're building the relationship, the project runs smoothly, it runs on time, and you're just a lot more likely to have that genuine, deeper connection with them. So I go back to communication. Communication is everything. Like, literally, communication is key. And I have my undergraduate degree in communication. I studied communication theory in college, and I literally researched and wrote tons of papers and essays over all this stuff. And I feel like I could go on and on talking about it. And I've applied a lot of what I've learned to my business and the way that I conduct my business. And I feel like so much of my success has come from that. So if you're an online service provider, I want you to know that you don't have to be closed off when you're on discovery calls. You don't have to present that scarcity mindset when you're posting, as in only, you know, 2 spots left for the rest of the year, you know, book now. You don't have to be closed off during calls, and you don't need to be cold, and you don't need to put as many boundaries up as you think you do. You can actually have a great, healthy relationship with clients through good communication and still remain profitable. And I think remaining profitable is where people start to get a little bit scared. But what if I told you that good communication can actually make you more profitable? That putting up boundaries and being closed off doesn't make you more profitable, but good communication does, and building relationships with people does. Because sharpening our soft skills and our communication skills is not talked about at all in the creative entrepreneurship industry, I want to bring a master training to online service providers so that you can learn how to sharpen your communication skills and still remain profitable. So the name of my master training is Blurry to Booked. It's a communication master training for online service providers. You could be a graphic designer, a social media manager, online business manager, virtual assistant, brand designer, website designer, whatever type of creative online service provider you are welcome and you are invited to join this amazing master training that I am hosting on October the 5th of this year. So if you click on the link in my show notes, you will get on that master training email list so you can be one of the first ones to receive notifications of when to sign up for the master training. On another note, I do have 3 incredible guest experts scheduled to be on future podcast episodes of The Entrepreneur Sip that I'm so excited about. I have a copywriter, Haley from The Written World. We have Ariel Levy from Ariel Levy Photography Studio. She also owns The Glow Loft. And I'm also going to have Sarah Burke, Pinterest manager. These are 3 incredible experts that I cannot wait for you guys to hear from on the podcast in season 1. And so we have 4 more episodes left of season 1 of The Entrepreneur Sip. And season 2 is coming in November of 2022. I'm so excited. We're going to be ending season 1 with 15 episodes. And then we're going to be having 15 episodes for every season then on. So I'm so excited. You might possibly be seeing a refreshed brand identity, some new photography, and we're going to be niching down a lot more. So right now the podcast is marketed towards businesswomen of all industries, if you're a startup founder, but I really want this to be a podcast for creatives in the online service provider industries. So if that's you, please stick around here at The Entrepreneur Sip because we're going to have future episodes that are really catered towards creatives in the online service provider industries. Well, guys, that's all I have for you today. Please be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode and go get signed up for my communication master training. I will see you guys on the next episode. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of The Entrepreneur Sip. Visit the show notes to review or support this podcast. And if you're looking for free resources like my brand launch checklist, then you can visit my studio's website at abovedesign.studio. See you next time.